Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of sports, there's the story today, and I guess it's not a brand new story, but it is getting more and more attention each weekend, of what's been going on at Hope Academy High School. There have been shootings in their neighborhood, and most recently some quite near the football field. As a result, other schools are deciding not to play their away games scheduled to be at Hope Academy. They don't want to put their kids in harm's way. The president of that school has had some very particular things to say about that. His name is Bob Musikowski, and he joins us now on WGN Radio. Bob, it's John, and you're on the air. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Hey, John. Thanks for having us.
Where exactly is your school located?
So we're on the west side, a mile and a half west of the United Center.
Mile and a half west of the United Center. How far north of the Eisenhower?
We're right on the Eisenhower, on the south side of the Eisenhower.
Okay, so what's your exit if I'm heading one way or another?
You would get off Western.
Western, yeah. Well, I'm sorry about all of this. I mean, the football games are almost beside the point. First, I'm sorry that, you know, the kids are in an environment that at least other people deem not safe. Talk a little bit about that. How safe or unsafe is the school or the football field?
Yeah, so in perspective, obviously you could be at a concert in Las Vegas and have become incredibly deadly, right? So, but we've never had a problem before at the field. And a few weeks ago, there was a shooting down the street, not over the field. Nobody was in danger. It's horrible to say. And again, the emphasis should be on the gutless cowards who are pulling the trigger, right? It's not Hope's fault or these other schools' fault. But we hadn't had it before in 13 years, and now we have massive guarantees of safety from the police commander, the mayor's office, and ourselves. So, I mean, so it's probably be one of the safest places in Chicago because that happened. So, anyway, beautiful field. We built incredible facility there. So, our gym and field is as nice as anybody's in the suburbs.
Hope Academy, is this a public school or private school?
You know, independent Christian school for predominantly low-income kids.
How many kids go to the school?
240, high school.
Who or how many games have you had scheduled this year so far?
So we're 9 games like everybody else. We've been 9-2 the last 3 years and joined the Catholic League this year.
9-2.
Yeah.
And then nine. But now you're playing who? So you're playing Marian Catholic or Joliet Catholic? You're not playing Providence?
We played Providence Catholic. Give us a good looking. Great people, wonderful people. we beat Leo. We beat St. Joe's. We beat St. Ed's. And, you know, we're a small school, and there's two levels in the Catholic front. We're understanding that. You got the Mount Carmels and Ritas and, yeah, and the real strong teams, and then the league. But we hold our own. We compete with, not against. We really pride ourselves on feeding the team after the game and hanging out together and really try to make it a lot more about camaraderie than football.
Talk about your kids. Tell me about the young men that play for – you're not the coach or the president of the school, but tell me about the kids on the team and tell me about their families and, you know, the population there.
Yeah, so we're predominantly minority school, Latino, African-American, probably about 15% white and Asian. I have 7 children. All my children went to Chicago. I have 6 graduating, and I have a sophomore there. So I've also been legal guardian for 4 other African-American boys, and they all went to Hope and graduated. So we're all in with this, right? We bought a closed Catholic school 14 years ago, St. Callistus, and reopened it. So a lot of the students are low income, almost all of them. So we're an independent school for mostly poor kids. But our graduates have gone on to Columbia, Brown, Notre Dame, last year's valedictorians at Princeton. So academically, we feel we're as strong as the other schools. We're small classrooms, 12 in a class, a lot of focus, and unapologetically Christian school. So the kids don't have to believe anything to come, but we have chapel, and our staff are really serious about that.
Yeah. What percentage of them are on free or reduced lunch program? I mean, sometimes that's an arbiter of sort of the economic well-being of the student body.
Yeah, I'd say 80% of the kids are low income. We canceled that free and reduced lunch thing because we have some really hard-working moms that work 2 jobs, and so they didn't qualify, and we had some people who don't do much, and they did get free lunch, so we canceled it on principle, and which was costly, and then standard market, we get our food benevolently given from a big grocery store that kind of takes care of us. So we're eating better, and we're not doing it on the government's
net. So you said you had nine games on the schedule. What are we, week four this right now or five?
No, this is week nine. We start in August.
How many games did you have scheduled at home, and how many games were you able to play at home this year?
Well, after these two, so we're playing we play three out of five at home.
We played
three times at home, and with these two games, last two were forfeited, so.
Do you blame the other parents or school administrators for their fear of putting these kids in harm's way?
No, I'm not blaming them. I would like to think that we had an opportunity to do something great together. They have the right to think anyway. They think, fine, they're good people, right? I'm not judging anyone's character, but I just think, given the situation and the statements of purpose of the schools, we had an opportunity to really come together and do something great on the anti-violence thing. There wouldn't be nothing. We've never had anything before, and the shooting was a block away. So,
well,
if there were a problem in this town where we visited, like even though there's a lot of hazing, we would still go to Wheaton. That's a joke. As people of faith, we go to stand together. It was little to do with football with those who are having a problem where they are.
So I know that, but I'm going to quote you to you, at least according to, I think, Channel 7. You said, if the Lord of the universe comes down here and gets nailed to a cross and beaten to death, the least you could do is come down and play football on the west side.
Yeah, I think that.
That's pretty good.
I'm not judging their character, but that action.
I know that, but I mean, if I may be asking the wrong person this question, but if the roles were reversed, I mean, you're used to at least the perception of violence or danger on the west side, and people in Hinsdale or Naperville are not. So I think so if you were them, would, you know, God forbid something happened, but if something did, they would say, what, were you crazy? Why were you going there? Don't you read the newspaper?
That's that playing it safe for Jesus thing that we've gone right? Come on. 152 Catholic schools have closed in Chicago since 1975. When the urban poor were white, the Irish, the Italians, the Germans, the Catholic schools saved us by the millions. And it worked, and everybody went golfing and forgot where they're from. So it isn't just that we've copped out. We've abandoned the city, right, and let the gangsters have the freedom. And frankly, what needs to happen is the mayor needs to cut the police department loose. Right, so because all the cops we know are great. They're great people. They're working really hard, and they've been handcuffed, and that has resulted in more violence. But for us, what are we going to do? Leave? I can move to Winnetka next week, right? So, we're not going to do that. We need to try to save our city here, right? So in this situation, there's going to be cops all over the place, and it's going to be a wonderful experience. It's up to the other teams. I understand their perception of this with all the stuff that people put out in the television and all the bad news stories and hardly any good news stories, right? But we're standing here. You know, our school is growing. We're packed out. We're growing onto another campus. We just bought some land.
Let me ask you this.
We're full speed ahead here.
Bob Musikowski's on the phone. He is the president of Hope Academy High School on the west side, not that far from the United Center. And their last two games of the football season canceled, including one, which is the homecoming game, because the teams on the schedule said, we don't feel it's safe to come to Hope to play a football game. And that's a shame. Are the games at night, is it possible to play them during the day or at a neutral site just so the game could be played? Are you interested in that?
No, we're playing as scheduled, right? We're playing as scheduled. It's the right thing to do.
I mean, no compromise on
guaranteeing
that.
The police commander guaranteed safety at the field.
You said a moment ago we've copped out when it comes to
as a country.
And then you spoke about how we need to give the police more power to do what they need to do. I'm a little surprised that you don't seem to be a little more agitated, and you don't need to be, but I thought this is where the conversation would go. I'm a little surprised you're not more agitated at those other schools, because here your kids are living and studying and playing every day there, and these other kids are afraid to get on a bus and come there for 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the kids aren't. The kids would definitely play the game, right? And the coaches, I think, would play the game. So it was over their head. the decision has nothing to do with the players. The players at Bishop Mac and Wheaton St. Francis would have played the game. So you got that, right?
Yeah, okay.
But so just remember in high school, you're game 8 or game 7 or game 9, you're playing that game. But if you think like who marched, if you could have it back 20 years from now, and you look back on it, and you had a chance to stand together with your brothers and sisters in Christ on the West Side, knowing that the police commander is guaranteed. No one can guarantee anyone's safety anywhere, but he's did that. I mean, there's a squad car in every corner. I mean, and knowing that you had a chance to do that together and not do it. It's like when you look back on it, when you see people marching, white people marching with Martin Luther King, and other people were afraid to do it, and that was about 100 times more dangerous, right? And choose not to do it now, and then say in our in our mission statement that we're for freedom and we're for loving one another and standing for Christ. I don't know. Right?
You know,
but again, the fault is with the shooters, right? The bad guys, the fatherless guys. What's the most cowardly thing you could do? Drive by and shoot somebody in a car and drive away. How about the old days? You walk up and had to punch somebody. Right? He might hit you back.
You know what
I
wonder?
The older gangbangers, they think they're ashamed and embarrassed and think this is a disgrace.
even the older gangbangers are embarrassed by this. Here's my question for you. I got to take a break, Bob, but just come back and answer this for me. And if you have a question for Bob or an observation, the number is 312-981-7200. I'd love for you to get in on this conversation as well. But I wonder what the impact is on the kids. I mean, high school is tough enough as it is, and maybe they come from challenged environments. I wonder what it must feel like for those kids to go, wow, our environment is so bad that other kids won't get on a bus and come here to play us. I wonder if that doesn't sort of reinforce to them the very thing that you're trying to fight. Talk to me about that. And you've got a question for our guests, too. Now's your chance to call. We're visiting with Bob Musikowski. He is the president of Hope Academy High School. Their last two games of this season canceled because the other schools are fearful of going to a school on the West Side. That's where he joins us on WGN. Bob, I've got some calls and a lot of texts I want to run by you, but just give me your quick reaction to what have the kids been thinking or saying about the fact that other schools won't go there?
Yeah, so the kids are saddened by that, but they're pretty resilient. So they're practicing as planned. We're actually scrimmaging the Chicago Lions Rugby Club tonight. So, so which is they're the best club in the Midwest, and we share space with them, and they are kind of adopted us. So it'll be we're gonna have a lot of fun.
Well, won't that be unfair? Your guys will have helmets, and rugby players don't.
We're playing without no helmets.
All right, that'll change the game a little bit. What a good idea. Hey, John, one of the schools forfeiting was Kankakee. There have been plenty of shootings going on in Kankakee. It's so strange they would not go to Chicago. This one says we love playing at Hope. The turf is perfect for softball. From Luther North. John, the high school president, is what he's saying is right. If they don't go and play the games at home, then the bad guys win. I guess you agree with that. That was your reason for not even wanting to schedule them to a more perceived safe time or place. You want it as it is on the schedule or nothing at all, right?
Correct. It's scheduled a year in advance.
I want to pick up a couple of phone lines real quick. I'm looking to my producer, Olive. Can I do this the way we normally do? Okay. So, Ted, you're on WGN. Go right ahead.
Hey, yeah. So I drive right by that field every day. And when there was a game there, the couple of times I've driven by, it's dangerous because the buses are right out there on the street and traffic's just flying by. There's a shelter over there where there's a bunch of vagrant people just out on the street constantly. And like I'm talking like 50, 60 people at least. Sometimes
sure.
It's up into the hundreds.
Sure. Second biggest shelter in Chicago.
So like, right. And so, I mean, like, this is not a good, safe area for people to be out and walking around. So I don't know how you would expect their families to come watch them and to be in that neighborhood. Like, it is an extremely dangerous neighborhood.
Okay, so I've lived in a neighborhood for the last 25 years. The homeless people are the most docile people, and we actually feed them hot dogs and are actually kind to the homeless people. I don't know if that's like something you wouldn't do. So they're incredible. There's people out there that look like your mom. There's older people. It's really sad, and we're there for a game. We have
come in and be in that neighborhood.
I live in that neighborhood. I built the park.
Yeah, and I lived in Little Village for the past 10 years. So,
okay,
like,
good.
I've lived in...
We would play in Little Village every night.
Yeah, It's a really bad area of the city. I wouldn't blame anybody for not wanting their kids to go spend a minute in
All right,
that
Ted,
area
we got you. Ted, okay, I'm going to let him respond. Thank you for the call.
Our kids should be there, right?
I understand you may not like it, and it might not even be accurate, but it's sort of like that first texter, Bob. It says here, it's weird that the kids from Kankakee wouldn't want to come to Chicago. If your neighborhood is as dangerous or safe as parts of Kankakee, it's beside the point. People have this perception, and I can understand. I'm not shocked that some people would be intimidated by finding a place to park, walking through the neighborhood, and going to watch a football game. You can appreciate that, right?
Yeah, we have parking for 300 cars, so there's plenty of parking in the lot by the gym. And there's security monitoring the parking, so that's good. And the fact that the good gentleman kind of said it all. There's a homeless shelter nearby. Do we want to teach our children not to be around homeless people or not to help them out? Is that what we're all about?
I think a couple of listeners are wondering, and we're out of time, guys. So if Paula, you make the question short, and Bob, you make the answer short, we can address this. Paula, what did you want to say? You're on the air.
Yes, I used to teach at Senn High School. I saw a lot of racial integration and problems and solving. I commend you, Bob. Keep up with academically what you can do with these kids. What do you mean by turning the cops loose? And is Mayor Rahm Emanuel interfering in some kind of way in your estimation?
Okay, thank you for that. And what did you mean by turning the cops loose?
The mayor's doing the best he can, but the cops have kind of been handcuffed by the politically correct thing because of a handful of bad cops where they can't arrest people and be more aggressive in their policing. So, and that has resulted in it getting worse, and everybody says that and knows it.
So, Bobby,
it would be better to let the police department do their job.
Bob Musikowski is the president of Hope Academy High School. Bob, you're fascinating to talk to. Keep doing the good work and fighting the good fight you're fighting over there, and let you and I visit on the radio again sometime soon.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us.